Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to episode 5 of the Flavier Whiskey Advent Calendar. Today we are reviewing Oak Lore 4-grain bourbon whiskey. This is 46 ABV, or as a layman would say, 92 proof. This is from North Carolina, Charlotte, to be specific, based off of our passport here, which doesn't make sense because we're not traveling abroad for this one, and we would not get a stamp, which is sad news. But anyway,
this would still need a passport if you don't have a real ID.
Well, get a real ID. What is this, 1940?
What a tax grab, bro.
That it's a weekly episode topic. Mike, dig this bad boy out while I talk about the whiskey. Attention, fellow travelers. Welcome to North Carolina, the birthplace of aviation. To your left, Kill Devil Hill, where Orville Wright of the Wright brothers made the first powered flight in 1903. To your right, the Piedmont home to Oak Lore Distilling Company. Charlotte, North Carolina is nestled in the heart of Piedmont region and an area quickly becoming known for the ideal climate for aging premium whiskey. Here, two dads, Matt and Tom, aka Mike and Derek, created Oak Lore Distilling Company out of a shared love for both weeded and rye bourbons. Interesting. Resulting in the development of a remarkable 4-grain bourbon whiskey. Oak Lore 4-grain bourbon is crafted from batches of the North Carolina and Kentucky distilled bourbon. Sweet. And then aged in the Piedmont region of North Carolina, so Kentucky whiskey, showcasing the sweet and savory characteristics of today's exceptional whiskey. Welcome to the first in flight state. Any information on this? It's aged initially for 4 to 6 years in 53-gallon charred American oak barrels and then batched and rebarreled for an extra 12 to 18 months before bottling. It's a bourbon of those who appreciate the extraordinary. I do not see anything around a mash bill. We can put it in the description if we do find it. But the brand name for this is Oak Lore. This is the Oak Lore 4-grain bourbon whiskey, 46 ABV, 92 proof bourbon from the USA, aged in American white oak casks. Nose, what do you got?
Number 5.
Surprise, surprise, friendo.
It's eerily similar to number 4.
Dude, if you put this next to number 4...
You wouldn't be able to
would
know.
You, yeah, I was just going to say, would you be able to tell the difference?
Okay, so vanilla, toffee, wood sugar.
I understand Kentucky is the birthplace of bourbon. Like, I get it.
Corn.
The Midwest, sick. But, like, are you really excited to try Kentucky whiskey?
No, it's so boring. I just... The weather's the same.
I love how much we infuriate whiskey community
people. The grain is the same. There's no barometric pressure change. There's
the same place. It's such a small state.
The most exciting thing that could change potential flavor is that Buffalo Trace flooded within the years 2020 to 2026. Like, guys, and God bless Kentucky because the bourbon industry is like, I don't know, $9 billion in tax revenue a year for the state, like, because of tourism. It's amazing, and they're profitable, and they're a healthy state, and I get it, but, like, my Lanta, there's got to be more that we can do. Like, it's... The American single malt needs to take over.
Yeah.
Weeded bourbons need to take over. Like, it's just...
So this is a bourbon, so you know that this is at least 51% corn.
Sweet. C+?
They said in that intro that they really liked their weeded and their rye bourbon. So yeah, if I was to guess, this is probably going to be a high...
Wheat.
You think wheat?
Yeah. When you smell it, it's high wheat.
I smell some like permanent marker. In
barley? Malted barley? There's probably a touch of malted barley, but
there's definitely some malted barley.
If I would have to take a guess, it'd be corn, wheat, malted barley.
I would say corn, rye, malted barley.
You would, I want wheat, damn it.
I think that dry erase marker and permanent marker are normally associated with a weaker rye blend.
Yes. So there's definitely rye. There's definitely malted barley. So, and it's a bourbon. So it's got, oh God, it's so sad.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's corn, rye,
this malted barley. This honestly screams so far like that typical MGP mash bill, that 64% corn, 20% rye, and like whatever rest.
Yeah, malted barley.
14% malted barley and or something like that.
If you dig in this nose, you can get the malted barley. You can get that wet grass.
Yeah, I'm not super excited for this. All right, so nose.
So C plus.
I would even go D plus.
Ooh, that's deep, dude. D plus.
Like this is just not like. Name me a bourbon that you're going to smell like not worse.
Can you Google this mash bill?
I will after we're done. I don't want to taint this to taint our review. So, but to me, this product is not doing anything for me.
No, and I know that you're supposed to do this for the nose. I'm not. I'm past that. I'm trying to figure this out, so I'm going deep.
Pause.
I want to bury my face, and I want to faint from my nose, right? Like, I want the ethanol to just whip me out, and the ethanol I can cut through. Like, I...
But I'm not getting even anything. Like, even I'm still, like, dry erase marker was the biggest thing different from the traditional nose that I can get. The last one, at least, was a little toffee.
Fair, but I'm not a D yet. I'm still in the Cs.
Are you?
C minus.
C minus?
Me.
Okay, yeah. Let's go C minus then. Right, I cheers. Mean, I don't. Okay, there's this.
Okay, now I'm in a D. No, I'm just kidding. It's got legs on it, it's a little more viscous. I like the molasses taste to this. There's some molasses in here.
Yeah, but comparing it to the last one was at least more sweet of like that burnt sugar cube. This is just kind of like...
You trying to fight, bro?
You like the last one better?
No. God, no.
Oh, this I is like the last better. One better. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is better than the last one. Five is better than four. 2025 nah, advent calendar.
Four is better than five.
So...
Why are you saying this one's better?
It's more well-rounded. The other one was a little more sharp. You know, all you got was like the burnt creme brulee. This you don't have at all. This is smoother. This is more vanilla. This is more wood sugar. It's a sweeter, more full-bodied option compared to number four.
So, you know, I would honestly prefer the other one, but I think that I'd prefer the other one because it was different than traditional Kentucky. This is very traditional Kentucky, in my opinion, which is well-rounded, wood sugar, Kentucky, decent option. Like this one, the last one at least had that creme brulee, burnt sugar taste to it that I thought was different.
You know what this is to me? Four Roses. Yeah. And I'm talking like entry-level Four Roses. You can buy a liter for like $32.
Yeah.
Like, not a 750, like a 1 liter for $32. Yeah. You know, it's got a twist off, you know, no cork. That Four Roses, that's what this tastes like.
So what are you getting on the initial taste?
I'm getting the wood sugar, the caramel, the vanilla, of course. I'm getting the little bit of oak. And you know what's wild? It's more any note, so I'm going to save it. I'm getting a note in here that's going to throw you for an absolute loop when we get to the ending note. But that's what my initial taste. I see. C check. Mid-run. This is like having a 80-85 mile an hour slider as a pitcher in the MLB. Like, you have it. It's a good option. But you're not throwing your arm out when you throw the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a mid-tier pitch. Like, that's what this is. Hey, we're trying to make money. We're going to put this
out
in the
market. Or, like, for people that aren't stupid and watch baseball, like C.J. Stroud. Like, just, like, a mid-tier person that's just, like,
yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah. You know, well, yes. Heavy front-loaded investment, right? First-round pick, C.J. Stroud, whatever hype, did well in the combine. Brought him in. Mid-tier quarterback. Had some breakthroughs, right? You made your money back with this product. And then now you're trying to figure out how you're going to get C.J. Stroud over the hump. because defenses figured him out. The market kind of figured out your whiskey option, but you already got your ROI, so now you're trying to like expand it, but this is like a flagship.
Here's my thing with the reason why I put this away that I did. Because you said C minus, I agree with that initial taste. Going into the ending note, we can talk about the flavor that you said, so we'll transition into that. But to me, there's nothing here that screams cocktail, so immediately is out for a mixer.
Yes.
There's nothing here also that screams this is a good bourbon that I would drink by itself. Because there's so many other bourbons out there that I would gravitate towards to do my single pour that there would be no situation where I would grab this over a Hartman's bourbon or... Even think of like a Devil's River, the distiller select. Like there's so many good products in this range. But I just don't feel like this separates itself.
That's because you're educated. To the novice, you would go to this.
Would you though? Because this isn't a brand that you find everywhere. This is Oak Lore. Like think of Elijah Craig. Would you take this over Elijah Craig? I don't know if I would, and I think the novice would probably grab Elijah Craig because they know what that product is.
They're the same.
Correct. I'm saying. Like, this doesn't do anything for me.
Elijah Craig, Four Roses, and this are all the same.
Yeah.
It's the same tier.
Buffalo Trace, same.
Now, if you did...
Forester, same.
If this distillery did a single barrel cask strength of this, probably to die for... Or just a cast strength of this, probably to die for. You know, but they filtered it down with water. Don't blame you. Entry-level bourbon, you know, whatever. Now, the any note that I get out of this is chocolate.
Very slightly, yeah.
Slightly, but it's there. You got to dig, but it's there. You're not getting that in Elijah Craig. You're not getting that in Four Roses. You're getting that here. That's what separates them from those two other options. So... Do I hate it? No.
This is hilarious.
Now, where would I spend?
First of all...
How much would I buy this for?
You want to talk about the mash bill really quick, though?
Hold on. If I'm at the shelf and I'm looking at the sticker and I know what this tastes like and I have to decide if I'm going to spend the money and buy it, if this is over $55, I'm going to burn the liquor store down and tell them they're literally upcharging for no reason. Like, don't use this as a way to make money to keep your bottom line green. Like, figure it out elsewhere. You know, like, this is at most $50. This is a really good option, 50 under. Because that is going to be your novice niche bourbon consumer anyways. Everybody's trying to find a really good bourbon under 50. We've done videos for it. Yeah. Best options under 50. Bourbon Pursuit, hashtag not a sponsor, right? They've done videos for it. Every single whiskey channel has done best options under 50. Put this in there. It'll move. I would not spend more than $50 for a bottle. I have no idea how much this costs yet. This should not be more than $49.99 on the shelf.
$69.99.
Oh my God. Guys, there's no, or gal, there's no reason. There's no reason. There's nothing that changes you from Elijah Craig of Four Roses entry level options.
So getting into the mash bill, this is where I say that we're dumb. Because it literally says on there that it's 4-grain. So it includes both wheat and rye.
Not the passport.
Yeah, it does. It says 4-grain.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did. I said Oak Lore 4-grain bourbon whiskey. So it includes both wheat and rye. You and I were fighting over which one was there.
I don't know if you said it, though. That's why.
I 100% roll the tape back. Oak Lore 4-grain bourbon. This is the Oak Lore 4-grain bourbon whiskey. Anyway, 72 corn. Exactly what we called out. We said 65. Close enough. 11 wheat, 10 rye, and 7 malted barley.
It's wild that we picked up the malted barley the way that we did.
Well, malted barley's in everything. It has to be.
Yeah, but the fact that we hammered it the way that we did because we smelled it like that, I don't know if it's a testament to us or if it's because whatever farm that this distillery used has got a really good grain growing. I don't know. I just...
So would you have this in your collection?
No.
All right, we didn't do a final rating.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 69.
Yeah, 69.5. That tracks. It's not... it's not separating itself enough from the competition within, specifically within that price point, my Lanta, but even...
You could pick up a bottle of Weller Antique 107. It would be better than this. It would be around the same price in Kentucky.
Dude, Ohio, it's $40.
Yeah.
I don't know. I...
Not a fan.
Woof.
Sad. Right. Sad days.
That's it. Yeah!
Well, if you have had this before, let us know in the comments down below what you think of it, because clearly we're not a fan. This is our lowest one to date based off of the final rating score. So if you did like this, let us know. If not, let us know what you would like us to do in the future. We have all the next, 16 of them lined up already, so should be super fun. We're just going to be here all night just chugging them. But we always do recommend to drink responsibly, a person, and Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out.